We are learning Masechtas Ksubas Daf Chav Beis Amad Beis, and we're beginning two lines from the bottom of Chav Beis Amad Aleph. Boimenei Shmuel Merav. Shmuel asked a question from Rav. Omro Tamei Ani. She says, I am Tamei, I'm an Ido. V'chazur Amad Tahira Ani. Then she says, you know what? I'm just joking, I'm really a Tahira. Maho, what's the halacha? Is she now want to change her mind or not? Omalei. So Rav answered, Af Bezu, even in this case, if Nosna Amasla, L'dvara Anamenes. If she gave a masla, she is nema. Tana minei arba'am zimnim. So Shmuel learned this from Rav 40 times. Chazar is over. But filo hachila over Shmuel of the nafshein. Still Shmuel was not noyig like this. He did not was not noyig like his halacha of a masla. Now what's the amasla? So Taisvis the masla of Afilu speaks out the story with Shmuel. It says Taisvis read Taisvis second Taisvis. Rabbi Nachananel hevi yishalmi Shmuel ba lazduke leitzei. He wanted to be with his wife. Amrulay, so she said to me, I'm Tamei. Well, the next day, Amrutayani, she says, no, by the way, I'm Tar. Amrulay, Esmol Tamei, are you ever Tar? Yesterday, he was Tamei Tayyah. Tar, how'd that happen so fast? Amrulay, Esmol. No, but she, yeah, but she just became Tamei then. It takes 7 days. It took 7 days. She didn't say she's in the middle of the Tumma. She says she just became Tamei. He knew from the day before she wasn't Tamei. So Amrulay, Esmol, Havas Bichela. She says, last night I didn't have Kayach. Kiyahishite like now. Also, Shalom Rav, Amalei, Im Nelsta Amasta Rav Nemenes. So that's called Amasta. She says she didn't have Kayach. So, first of all, the two questions I want to speak out of here. First of all, it said clearly in the Braisa, Amasla by Esh Zish. What was the Shaila by Nida that she had to ask a question? It's Amasla, yeah. Well, why are we different? So, Taisa Rav speaks out that here's a bigger Kiddush. You know why? Because when someone says Esh Zish Ani, if you don't find Amasla, she's also forever. She's cooked. Masha'enkin, if someone's Tmeyani, okay, wait 7 days. Whatever, those days of 7 days, wait, whatever, these wait the days you need, and go to a mikvah, finish. It's something that can be worked out. So maybe here you don't say a masla. That's why it says here also a masla works. That's number one. And Shmuel looks like it was machmer on this. Shmuel said, you know what, I'm not going to say mech on this cool of a masla. It's only 7 days. I'll just wait 7 days. That's one point. Another point I want to speak out that in the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pehe we pass like this, and there's a very interesting shaila there in the Tshuvas HaRamah brought down in the Taz. The Tshuvas HaRamah brings out a case where a lady that she had three times a late miscarriage in the eighth month, she lost the baby in the eighth month. So by the fourth pregnancy, she told her husband, we're not telling anyone about this pregnancy. So what'd she do? She put on a big day nida, and every 4 weeks she made herself into a nida. This way, they're not going to chap she's pregnant. No ayin hara. So Shaila is that Charis said Tmeyani. She's saying Klar Tmeyani. Because one of the cases are, it says in Halacha, Huska Nida B'Shchenesah, if she Huska Nida between her neighbors, then she's Tamei. So here she's Tamei. That called a Masla or not. So Chuvah Shemar, the whole Shtukot Torah, it comes out, it's a Masla. Dr. Taz, this is not even a Shaila of a Masla. Because here, she made up before she even started, she made up with her husband already, this is the trick we're doing, that's Pasha, that doesn't mean Tmeyani. Tmeyani means, she says Tmeyani, we're like, you know, you didn't tell anyone it's a joke. But here you told the husband before him saying Tmeyani, the whole thing's a joke, so therefore the Taz wants a Taina, maybe it's not, but I and Shom, very good smack of stuff, but this is very negay, that an Isha should never say Tmeyani, because then, just joking is not a masla, and then it's a big problem. So have to go to the mikvah. She says Tmeyani. Zokti Maravaita. Tana Rabbanan. Shnayim Oimir Meis. Now we're going to a sugya, a little bit with we had this a little bit in Yavamis. Tana Rabbanan. Shnayim Oimir. We have a lady. Her husband went away on a business trip, and he didn't come back. Shnayim Oimir Meis. Two Adam come and say he's dead. Shnayim Oimir Meis, and two Adam said he's not dead. Or we have a case, Shnayim Oimrim Nisgarsha, Shnayim Oimrim Nisgarsha, two Adim saying that this lady is divorced and she'd get remarried, and two Adim says she's not divorced. Both these cases of Shayav, she'd get remarried. There's either Stira between two Adim if her husband's dead or if she has a get. Both these cases are Rezu Loisinase, she should not get married. Vim Nisas Loisase, but Tanakama says, Maridik, that if she goes ahead and gets married anyway, then Loisase, because why she has two Adim on her side. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yesu, Amar Teitzei. If she gets remarried, it's Teitzei. Amar Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yesu, I'll be masking to you a little bit. Amos Ani, Amar Teitzei, it was Van Shavu, Edim, Vachanissas. It's only when the Edim came, the second Edim said that Loi Meis, or Loi Nisgarsha, and then she got married. Aval Nissas, but if she got married, up to Edim, Vachabo Edim, and then the two Edim came and said it's not true, contradicted it, then Loi Seitzei. So Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yesu, is masking halfway. The Tanakh says, either way, if you got married, you shouldn't get married, but if you did, Lois says, Rabbi Nachman says that It definitely works if you're married already and Tuedim Kol Amdin Lo Yaseitze. Vreitik Mar Akasha, this Kasha is both on the Tanakama and Rabbi Nachman. Kasha on both of them. Mechti. Treya Tveninu. And it's a Treya Treyas, which is a Suffolk. Habal Le Boshim Tali. And Koyi. The loch is, if you bond it on this person, on this Isha, it's a Oshim Tali. It's a Suffolk Chorus. It's a Oshim Tali. So how could you stay married? It's a Suffolk Oshim Tali. And they stay married, it's Mamash Oshim Tali. What's going on here? It's a Treya Treyas. Om Rav Sheish says, you're right. And here it's a special case. She got married to one of her Edom. So therefore, the Edom saying, I'm sure, I know he died. And he's the one marrying her. He says, I don't know Hashem Tali, I know it's truth. I saw the guy dead. What? Yeah, but this is for himself, Hashem Tali. There's two Edom, the Edom. It's like a suffix. He marries her. We're not going to take her out. Because why were we saying she has to get divorced? Because he's handling with a suffix. He's Hashem Tali. In such a case, not Chayav Hashem Tali. Someone says, he's sure. He knows. He saw the guy that Safrey Gemara. Okay, that's good for him. What about her? He good for Asher Tali. Kind of right. So for her, it's Asher Tali. And for the Gemara, but Mary's Barisli. She says, I'm sure also. So Rashi over here says very interesting. Barley. Rashi says, Ain libi noikvi. She barley iloi kai my above. If you're alive, would have came. So Ritva asks, that's not enough. That's not called a bari leave because you have like an assumption he would have came back. It's a suffix issue. What's going on with her? What the heck is that? Therefore, the Ritva says bari leave means that she knows he's dead. She has some kind of raya that he's dead, and he saying she knows that he's dead. That's the case of bari leave. And Rashi, other places also, Rashi Yavam also says yes, that she had simonim, but Rashi has a little bit of shvar. Like upon him, either way, the case of loy seitzah is a case where he marries one of the edim and she says bari leave. Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechon says a memra, and we'll see if it's at odds with this price or not. But Rabbi Yechon says a memra. Shnayim oimrim meis, v'shnayim oimrim loimeis. Two of them say meis, and two of them say loimeis. Harez lo sinase. And she shouldn't get married, because it's a trey. She shouldn't get remarried. V'mnis says loiteitse. If she gets remarried, loiteitse. Shnayim oimrim zgarsha, v'shnayim loimrim zgarsha. But if it's a get, two people say the garsha, no garsha, harez lo sinase. V'mnis says teitse. She shouldn't get married, she gets married, teitse. So now, it's not like the Brisa before, because the Brisa compared both things, and it's Bnei Obeyah Shver. Maestro Reish, Maestro Sefer. L'chari, both are Trey. Why, when it comes to Mace, do we say Loi Seitze? And by Nisgarsha, we say Seitze. What's the difference? What is the difference in two cases? They're both a Suffolk, Trey. What's the difference? Right, and we're assuming in both cases you married the Edom and Barley. So what is the difference in Reish and Sefer? Omar Abaya, Abaya says, Rabbi Yechon is talking about something else in the Brisa, not talking about two Edom. It's not shnayim, it's eid echad. It means eid echad of a mace. One eid walked in and said that her husband died. The loch is that the eid echad believes. The next eid echad says that he didn't die is not believed. Eid echad amar mace hem rabbanon kevetrei kudula. Don't ula come walk up shemini Torah eid echad. Any time in Torah is maimin eid echad, which one of the cases are by eidus of a isha that her husband died. So harik and shnayim, it's like two. Behind the Kamal Mace, the eight echad said Loy Mace, how they chad, it's one against two. Vein Dvarash Ech, Makam Shnaim, because it's like two. So, like upon him, we have one eight that said that she died, so it would matter. Now, another eight says, no, he didn't die. The second eight is nothing. And that's the case for Rav Yechanan. That's why Loy Seitze, for eight tomorrow, it should be better. You can get married to Chathila here. You don't have to Nami. Why don't you get married to Chathila? The more answers from the Rav Asi. The Rav Asi says, instead of always say over this Pasik, Hosem Rimcha Ikshus Peh, that it doesn't look good. The optics are not good. That it doesn't look good when you marry, when an Eid Echad says that he didn't die and you go and get married, doesn't look good. And therefore, for that reason, you should not do lechatchila. You should not get married lechatchila for that reason. That's the pshat. That's the vart. Zokte Gemaravaita. Okay, that's the case of the mates. What about Gerishin? Seifa, Echadom is Garsha, Echadom is Garsha, Tavayo Beishish Kamasadi. They're both agreeing that she's Eishish. Vahay the Kamal is Garsha, the one who says that she's divorced, Havalichat, Vain Varsha Echam Akashdaim. And one is not believed, Makam Tu. There's two people saying that she's Eishish, because they're both agreeing that she's married, and one is saying it's Garsha. So one is not Neman, therefore in the Seifa, it'll be Seitse. So Rabbi Yechon has two things. Says, by Mace, in this is like Teitze, we're saying, you know why? Because it was the Eid connected to Eid, and the first Eid is more Neman. Mashenke, by Nisgarsha, it says Teitze, because there, the Eid Echad Nisgarsha is worthless. His mama's worthless. Now, Teitzeus points out that, what do you need to tell me What's the case over here? Did everyone know she was married? If everyone knows she's married, you don't have to say it because both Eidim, just as numbers, one Eid is not named in his garsha, can I get that the chazaka that she's married? Because any dovish married pachas is nine. Elamai is saying that she's not married? We don't know she's married? If we don't know she's married, she have a migu. The guy who's saying this garsha should have a migu. That you're only using me as the Eid that she's Eishdish. I'm saying that she's his garsha. She should be a pasha, she should be a migu. So that's the Tosfos Kasha. The bottom Tosfos, it's called Tosfos Shonim, with small letters. The bottom Tosfos asks the Kasha. So Tosfos answers that here it's not a migu. Because what's the migu? He could have been quiet. Tosfos says maybe this guy was trying to say Nizgarsho because he wanted her to be puzzled to Kahuna. So he's coming in to say she's puzzled to Kahuna. He doesn't want to be quiet. He wants to say Nizgarsho. And therefore there's no migu over there. Like upon him, that's why it's Echad Makoshtayim, because they're both agreeing that she is a Eishesh. Rav Amar. Okay, so let's go back. Let's remember what we're doing. Rav Yechon said a memra, and he said, Meis, imnisas, loisetse. Nisgarsha, imnisas, teitse. So, pshat number one is a bias pshat. A bias is talking about ve'ed echad. Ve'ed echad. Like we've spoken all the times, a bias derech always is. He doesn't go literally. Rav Yechon said shnayim, but he says, talking about ed echad. And by ed echad, by eshish, that the husband died is more neman than nisgarsha. Okay, kushmak. Rav has dim pshat. Rav Amal Ilam Trey Treininu. Rav says, Be'etzem, it's a Trey, a Trey. That's two against two. But Rav, Rav Yechanon, Dvaro, Shor, Rav Nachem, Rav Yesi, Begerishin, Beloy Ra'ab, Misa. Rav says, Otom, a Trey, a Trey. Aye, Mrs. Latay. So he's saying, I'm going on a case where the Edom came after they got married. And Rav Yechanon only agrees to Rav Nachem, Rav Yesi, only by Gerishin, only by Misa. And the Edom came before they got married. The Edom came before they got married. And Rabbi Yechon agrees to Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi by Gerishin and not by Misa. That means by Misa, even if Edom came before they got married, then they got married, is Loi Seitze. He only agreed to Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi by Gerishin, not by Misa. My time, what's the pshat? That means like this. Rabbi Yechon says when it comes to Misa, even by Trey Trey, if she gets married, Loi Seitze. By Nisgarisha, no. But Eskarash agrees to Rav Nachman Rav Yosi that if you get married after the Edom come, it's Teitzeh. Now what's the difference between Misa and Gerishin? My time, Misa in Yecholah Machshosai. Gerishin Yecholah Machshosai says Misa is better. Misa, the halach is that is Lois Teitzeh. Why? Because she is Neman to a certain extent when she gets married, even when it's Trey Trey, which gives me why? Because there, she's dead scared that if the husband shows up, she's done. She said the husband's dead. The husband shows up walking, she looks completely foolish. There's a chash, there's nothing she could say. Mashiachim by Gerishin, even if the guy comes back, and he'll say, no, I didn't divorce her. He'll say, well, yeah, you divorced me. Yeah, you divorced me. Like it's her word against his word. It's not so hard for her to keep her word. And therefore, she's not so scared. So come on. So by Misa, if she goes ahead and gets married, we could believe her. My time, Misa, any Yochel HaMachashosai, she can't contradict him if he shows up alive. Gerishin, Yochel HaMachashosai, if by Gerishin the husband shows up, she could contradict him. Is she Shemachutzif and she contradicts? She will contradict the husband? If Isha tells her husband, you divorced me, why? Because the Isha does not embarrass herself, is not the Shemachutzif. She's in front of her husband, and she says the Garistani she believed. So the Gemara, yeah, but here is different. You know why? Because here she has two Edom supporting her. So she's not so scared to tell something. That's only if she doesn't have Edom to her side. When she has Edom on her side, then she is Meiz, and therefore we are worried she's really lying. Therefore, Teitze. We have Trey Trey, it's Teitze. Mashenke by Misa, there, she's. If she says he's dead, she's got to be sure. Because if he comes walking, she's going to look very bad. And therefore, there is Loi Teitzeh. That's the Chavtin Reisha and Seifa, because Rabbi Yechon agrees to the Tanakama when it comes to Misa. And he holds a Rav Nachum Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Gerishin. Rav Asi, or some of the Gerishin, Rav Ashi Omar, a third pshat in Rabbi Yechon. Remember, we have Rabbi Yechon, the Chavtin Gerishin and Misa. First pshat was Legabe Erechot. Second pshat, Legabe Meiza and Legabe Machshosai. Rav Ashi Amar, going to Omri Edim Achshav Meis. The Edim who are saying he died, they're saying he died right now, he just drowned right now. Achshav Girsho. And the Edim saying the Girsho, saying also, right now she got divorced. So Misa Lekalavurit. Misa, you know, there's no way to figure it out. He's somewhere deep in the ocean. We can't figure it. We can't Mvar. Gerish and Nikol of Ruah. The Mila im Isa the Hachiava Achslan Gitach. He's saying by Gerish and there's a stickle Reisa connected to Edom said she's in this Garisha. Because she just got divorced. Where's the get? You lost the get so fast. Bishlam, after a few years, you could lose a get. But how do you lose a get so fast? Therefore, it's a raya that by Misa is a better Edim than by Gerishin. Gerishin is Shvachar Edim, and therefore by Gerishin is the Lachas Imnissas Teitzei, by Shekim there, Imnissas Loi Teitzei.